Talk Live. We're launching an hour three of the program. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. The show's about your calls. We go to them. Let's talk to Joseph in Texas. Joseph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy.
Joseph, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to talk. I called in a few days ago about the hazards of electromagnetic field, and I tried to call back in again because, maybe a lot of folks don't give much credibility to that, but
you're the man to recap for our listeners.
Journal of Industrial Medicine, August issue this year, had a pretty big article in there about EMF causing cancer.
You are a man who worked for...
Written about a public school in California where a bunch of teachers and students were getting sick.
You're suggesting to our listeners before, sir, just to give my listeners a recap, Joseph, you called to say that you were working as a prison guard in a tower where there were power lines passing very close by to you, and you believe that those working conditions contributed, the power lines and the electromagnetic fields coming off of them contributed to you getting all kinds of sickness. Is that correct?
Can you hear me? You're cutting out pretty bad.
Yep, we got you just fine.
Okay, I said, you're cutting out while you're talking. I heard you.
Well, we're not going to have time to iron all those technical difficulties out. What were you calling about tonight? Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, anyhow, yes, you're right about that. I did call in about that, working next to power lines. But what I think I should have mentioned, like I said, in the American Journal of Industrial Medicine, August issue this year, had an article in there about how hazardous EMF is to your health. And I want to say it was a 1985 Harris County School District sued Houston Lighting and Power for putting power lines too close to the school. And one of the arguments in that case was that HL&P was showing a blatant disregard for the health, safety, and welfare of over 3,000 infants. And Harris County School District won over $100,000 in that suit, and they was awarded, I think, about $25 million in punitive damages, which HL&P got out of punitive damages from what I led, allegedly due to some technicality.
Okay, so thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So still attempting to bolster his case that power lines cause cancer or something.
Well, there was in the early days of Prevention magazine, there were articles in there and studies actually showing that the farmers that let their cows graze under high-tension wires had a much higher incidence of cancer and abnormal births and everything. And it was kind of forgotten, but put it this way, even if you don't believe in it, I do think there might be some credence to it, but even if I didn't, I wouldn't buy a house next to high-tension wires because there are those who do believe in it, and it would devalue my house because if I wanted to sell it, there would be a percentage of the population that would be ineligible or wouldn't be interested in my house.
I guess the question is, how close does it have to be dangerous? I mean, there are wires going right out in front of my window here.
Those are high-tension wires, though. The high-tension wires leak. They do emit electromagnetic frequencies, and they say two city blocks is or more is a safe distance.
I believe that also you can't essentially run if you were to build a house there that the electronics equipment in your house won't work. Simply because of the fields that these things create. I don't know. I mean, I think that it's an entirely different story when you're talking about high power lines that are up there and radio towers. I think that's something entirely different.
Right.
Personally.
Your body is a series of electromagnetic fields, very small and subtle ones, but your brain, your spine, everything, anything that's going to disturb that could be a problem. I don't know. All I know is the evidence I've seen says that it could be a problem, so I'm going to avoid it.
Yeah, I didn't realize that we were talking about high tension versus power lines. I thought that power lines were just power lines. I didn't know there was a difference between them. So
now, supposedly they have new technology where the lines don't leak as much. They don't lose as much electromagnetic frequency, and they can actually not lose as much power from the power plant to the home as the present technology. But it's very expensive to upgrade those. But they're saying they can gain about 30% now with the new technology. So that would be like producing 30% more power, almost.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Kathleen in Connecticut. You can call about anything. Hello, Kathleen.
Hi there. How are you?
Just super. Hi. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I think that we have a major problem nationally with Child Protective Services. I think that everybody should get involved in this because it does affect everybody. We deserve to know where our taxpayer money is going and our Social Security is getting drained by this agency. They're taking children for federal funding. They've got major money laundering going on through these nonprofit organizations. I've been investigating them for a year now. My daughter was taken because of a paperclip cut that she did to herself at school. And they traumatized her. They put her in six different foster homes, negative therapy, and then they shipped her out of state in the middle of the night after she started cutting all over herself. And they are the most disgusting agency, and I really want your listeners to know this is going on in California, but I do think it's a problem nationally.
Oh, it's absolutely going on everywhere. People are having their children ripped from their arms, having them stolen from them, as you discovered personally, and I'm sorry to hear that happen to you. Where is your daughter today?
Right now, she's in Iowa with her father. I've raised my daughter on my own since she was 6 months old. We had two custody battles. He lost both times, so he chose to use CPS to get custody. And I guess there's a big father's rights movement going. I believe that CPS should just back out. When there's a custody case, it should be fair and square in a family court. They should not be getting involved in custody cases. And a lot of times, there's a back child support issue, and then the men are calling CPS. And so it's a win-win situation. They get out of paying child support, and then CPS gets federal block grants. But it's fraud. You know, and most of the children are placing in foster care. They're doing Medi-Cal fraud, the therapist double billing. I know Santa Clara County, $400 million worth of fraud. They were billing for children that didn't even exist. The question is why is nobody auditing this agency? The judicial level is completely corrupt. Now the legislative level is corrupt. I think we should take a look at all of our U.S. senators and find out who is involved in children charities and see if they've got nonprofit funds, because I do believe that that could be what's financing some political campaigns.
Now, Kathleen, I wouldn't disagree with the vast majority of things you've said here. I think that family courts can be somewhat skewed towards the women, and I can see why some guys would run to the government to solve the problems. Now, every time you run to the government to solve a problem, generally you're going to be disappointed, and this is one of those many disappointing outcomes. But you know, it's a shame that they use these kids for funding purposes, and then they don't want to let them go.
Well, but I think that, a custody case should be a custody case, and a CPS case. The law is very clear. The WIP guidelines, the child has to be in imminent danger from serious bodily harm. You know, it's very specific on what guidelines they have to remove a child. Certainly if a child has, cut themselves with a paperclip at school because they're distraught over a little boy. And in my case, my daughter was upset because the social worker kept going there and pulling her out of the classroom and asking her questions. And, my daughter just became distraught and cut herself.
Yeah.
And I am the one that reported the little cut on the top of her arm. I called a therapist with concerns when I saw a stab. And then they used that to do an immediate removal, claiming that I failed to protect my daughter at school. So I would tell everybody, homeschool, because it's not even safe to send your kids to school anymore.
Absolutely. Homeschooling is a great idea. Get your kids out of the clutches of the government school. That's a great suggestion. As far as other suggestions as to what can be done about this CPS bureaucracy, I don't know. It's just another government bureaucracy. They're all pretty much insulated from any sort of consequences, and they just their control, their level of influence, their funding just continues to go up year after year. It's a very frustrating situation. I mean, what is it that you are suggesting that parents do besides pull their kids out of government school? Do you have any other ideas?
Oh, I think that everybody needs to get involved. But the problem is the parents are all just talking to each other. Until more and more parents are losing their children, only then is the rest of the nation going to become involved in this. This does affect everybody. This is where our money is going. How is it that they're able to put money through nonprofit organizations and not pay taxes and be doing money laundering? That is, there needs to be a separation of state. That is the reason we have the state legislation. They will not pass bills to open it up, to give us disclosures.
Yeah, you're probably not going to get any solutions out of the state government people. I mean, you can go and beg for it and demand it, and they'll just probably tell you to go to hell. But I wish you the best of luck. Let us know how it goes for you. Thank you for the call.
I hope you get your daughter back.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
To make a successful meal plan for most diet programs, you have to know four key elements. Number one, know the quantity requirement. Whether you're counting points or carbs or calories, you need to know exactly what you're allowed each day. Number two, you need to know the substance requirement. Besides advising you about the quantity of food to eat, most healthy meal plans provide you with a food group suggestions as well. Number three, know your time requirement. Even if your chosen diet doesn't specify eating times, it's a good idea to eat at least every 3 hours. Number four, know your personal requirements. If you keep a list of your own needs in mind when you're planning menus, you can usually fit in whatever you want to eat. No guilt, no fear, and no running out. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include, by the way, updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Head on over to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
AdamandEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamandEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item when you type T-A-L-K for the offer code at coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK, or you can use FTL, it doesn't matter, at AdamEve.com.
You had said it was Adam and Eve. I checked it, and that redirects you correctly to Adam.
Yeah, it's both.
Adam Eve. So AdamEve.com. The code is TALK.
TALK.
To get 50% off?
Yes.
It's pretty good. Now, it's not on every single item, but it's on a number of them, as I understand.
It's off one item when you type TALK.
Sweet.
So it's everything, any one thing you want.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It's a big it's a big sale on rubber ding-dongs.
Rabbit vibrators.
All right, so 800-259-9231. You know, I want to continue the discussion.
They have lots more stuff. I shouldn't just say, you know, that kind
adult
of
adult stuff.
They do. They have movies. They have they have lingerie. They have all
it's
kinds
like
of things.
It's like a superstore, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so I want to get back to what Kathleen was talking about there with the CPS situation, and she's right. It's not just California. It's not just your state. It's everywhere. These government bureaucrats are coming into people's homes, taking people's children, and you pretty much just have to beg and submit yourself and spend lots of money with lawyers and things like that in order to get your kids back. It's an arduous process, and it's destroying families around the country, and it's absolutely despicable what these government people are doing, but yet they get away with it, and there's no virtually no consequences for the CPS people for doing the things that they do. So the question, of course, becomes, well, what can one do about something like this? What realistically can parents who are concerned about having some CPS agent show up at 7 o'clock at night, banging on their door with a state trooper standing next to them, demanding your children be handed over?
Not much.
Well, I liked her suggestion of getting your kids out of the government school. That takes them out of an area in which that they are under the watchful eye of government agents at all times of the day. So, I mean, for 8 or 9 hours a day, they're under the watchful eye of the state. Taking them out of that is going to immediately reduce your chances of having the state come down upon your family. However, I think one of the things that you're going to encounter when you're talking to people about this, and I think she sort of alluded to the parents and their attitudes about this, is the attitude of, oh, well, it can't happen to my family. Because, well, we treat our kids right. And so, therefore, CPS won't have anything to do with us. So why should, I mean, there may be the occasional instance of abuse, and I'm sorry to hear about what happened to you, Kathleen, but our kids are treated well, they don't cut themselves, so therefore, we're fine, we don't have to really worry about this. This is probably a common attitude, I would imagine.
Well, there was a story that relatively recently that we read, and it's the last couple of months, it's since Jack was born, I know that much, and he's 9 months old, mm-hmm. you know, going on 10 now, where a couple had their baby taken away from him, and they cited the fact that he lost weight after the birth. All babies lose weight after birth. Mm. And they essentially gave them to a couple that was connected. They took somebody's baby away and gave them to a couple.
A politically connected couple.
A politically connected couple. Yeah. I mean, you can't tell me that your baby didn't lose weight when it was born. This can happen to anyone. These organizations need to find people that are abusing their kids. When they can't find people that are abusing their kids, they go out and they find you.
They make crap up.
I think the only real solution to this problem, beyond the typical touted solutions of, well, we need to reorganize, we need to get organizations put together, we need to go to Washington, or we need to go to the state capitol and beg and beg and beg, or run our own candidates and try to take over the state capitals, we can put our own legislation through. That hasn't really done anything to stop CPS so far. It seems like CPS is just getting worse. So maybe there's just not enough motion in that direction. I don't know. But it doesn't seem to me that the political system has any answers. Mm. I don't think it has any answers. And you can better believe that if you try to abolish CPS through the political system, you're going to come up against the union of CPS members whose jobs are dependent upon the existence of CPS in its current form. And they do not want you to change it. And they will fight tooth and nail to avoid having their bureaucracy eliminated or downsized, whereas the parents that are going to be fighting the fight to eliminate CPS or to change it or to open the books or whatever it is that they want from CPS, those parents have full-time jobs, and those parents have things that they need to do, and they have to put food on the table, and they have responsibilities. So they don't have the kind of time that it takes to do like a full-time political battle against the CPS people, the union people, who it's their jobs that are on the line. They're going to invest whatever time and money they need to make sure that they can keep doing, keep collecting those sweet government paychecks. So already the political deck is completely stacked against those who would like to see change through the political system. And so I would like to suggest that those people who are concerned about CPS and those parents who are concerned about homeschooling and the regulations that are being applied to homeschoolers that are, again, ever on the increase, the amount of government control over children, the amount of government control over parents and what they can and can't do. If you're concerned with these things and you also love liberty, I would suggest that you get together, preferably join the Free State Project, come here to New Hampshire and get active for liberty here with like-minded people. But even if you're going to do, if you can't do that and you have to stay where you are for whatever reason, try to get together some level of non-cooperation where you are. Try to get together some group of parents that, instead of begging the legislature, will basically say, look, we're just not going to pay you for this CPS thing anymore. We're not paying state income taxes anymore until this until this situation turns around. Now, that could result in people going to jail, but hey, you're going to have your kids stolen from you eventually, possibly, so what's the matter then? Let's put it on the line. Take a little risk here, because if you don't take some risk, then nothing's going to change. I can't say the political system will ever be successful at abolishing CPS.
I'm not sure about the system there. I'm not sure if the state would come after your kids because you weren't paying taxes. I don't know. But I can tell you that two easy steps that you can take that will help solve this problem are, A, take your kids out of public school homeschool them or private school them. Private school, not as good as homeschooling, but certainly better. B, when the cops and these CPS people come to the door, don't answer it.
There you go. That's another one.
Simply don't open the door.
Well, they show you answering the door.
You have no obligation to open the door for these people unless they have a warrant.
Just because you don't even have to open it. If they have a warrant, they'll come in anyway. So the video footage that you always see on the news or on Cops or on whatever television show it is that's promoting this footage always shows people opening the door for the police, whether it's in a movie, Hollywood movie, or whatever. So we're constantly bombarded with this imagery of obedience and opening the door for the police. But you're absolutely right, Mark, and this is a tip from Barry Cooper over at NeverGetBusted.com. Never open the door for the police. In fact, there's not even any obligation to speak to them. If they come up to your front door and they're not knocking on your front door and it's 7 o'clock at night or whatever time of day it is, and you can identify them as government people, or if you can't identify them as your friend, don't open the door for them. They're a stranger and you should treat them as such. Leave them out there, especially, and if they're a government stranger, then they're dangerous to your freedom and to your children. Keep the door closed. If they have paperwork for you, they'll leave it there. If they want to. They may actually have to touch you with it or something like that, so they might not be able to successfully complete their little mission if you don't answer or open the door. Don't talk to them. They're parasites. They're dangerous individuals. But beyond all that, Mark, I believe that we need real non-cooperation. I think homeschooling parents and parents that are concerned about this should get together in the same geographic location and tell the government to flip off.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com, or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea. Less is more.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up what you want is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Are you breathing heavy into the microphone, Wayne? Must you?
No, I'm not.
Although it was you, Mark. All right, it's Wayne. 800-259-9231. You bring up what you want, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all totally free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Wayne, you were talking earlier about John Taylor Gatto, and he is, I believe, the former Teacher of the Year for New York State. And
yes,
so somebody who has been deep inside the belly of the beast, a man who knows the inside of the government educational system too well, and he can talk about it, and he will be talking about it at the upcoming 2009 Liberty Forum this March, March 5th through the 8th in Nashua, New Hampshire. You want to get registered for this while you can, while the early bird pricing is still available at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Not only will you get to see John Taylor Gatto speak, and of course meet him, you'll also get to meet all kinds of other liberty-oriented luminaries like Anthony Gregory from LouRockwell.com, Will Buchanan from The Walk for Liberty, Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, Mary Ruart, you might have heard of her, Glenn Jacobs, you might know him as WWE's Kane, and Richard Heller, going to be there from the Heller versus DC gun case. So a huge lineup of people already, and there are more names I didn't get a chance to mention, plus more to be announced.
Yeah, they're working on a few. I'm trying to get the lingerie models from AdamEve.com.
Are you? That would be nice. But at the Liberty Forum, you'll be able to not only meet those liberty-oriented luminaries, but you'll also meet hundreds of people who, like you, get liberty. You don't have to start at the beginning with these folks. They understand the non-aggression principle. They understand allowing their neighbors to be free. They get it. And they're all in the same place, and they're hanging out, and they're networking, and you're attending panel discussions and going to luncheons and dinners and after-hours parties, and it's a great time. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the entire event, and you can get a discount if you use our code to get registered. Our code, 2009FTL, that's 2009FTL, the place to go, freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and we will see you at the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And since we're talking about the Free State Project, I'd like to reiterate my suggestion to those parents who are sick and tired of the abuse
that your family is suffering at the hands of the government. If you haven't had your children stolen from you yet by CPS, you should just consider yourself lucky. I mean, it's roll of the dice as to whether or not you're going to end up with some busybody neighbor that doesn't like the color of the flowers in your front lawn, so they've decided to report you to the CPS organization in your state, and then they come and steal your kids from you. It's just a crapshoot as to whether or not it happens to you or not. Or maybe you're a homeschooling family and you're getting sick and tired of all the regulations and the controls that are being placed upon you, and you don't know what to do about it. The Homeschooling Alliance in your state hasn't been able to stop the new regulations. You're not sure what to do. Well, get together with other people who are willing to actually take action instead of just call their representatives and beg. The people here in New Hampshire are willing to do more than just the same old politics. And there's still politics going on. If that's what floats your boat and that's what you want to do, you can run for office in New Hampshire, and you could probably actually win.
Yeah.
Whereas in California, good luck winning a state representative seat in California. In New Hampshire, it's like you've got 3,000 voters or something like that per seat or something.
Yeah, there are 400 state reps here, so you can throw a rock and hit your state rep's house. And the nice thing about all that is that no small group of state reps become self-important. There's so many of them, they only get paid $100 a year. And they do represent the public here better than in most states.
Right. I mean, there's a taxi driver in town, in Keene, that's a state rep. I mean, you know, the fact is, just about anybody can do it.
That's true. So if you're looking for solutions to these problems, whether it's in regards to your children or taxes or the police state or whatever the issue is, the government encroachment upon freedom, I believe the Free State Project is the best solution, and secondarily, the best solution is to concentrate activism. So if you have a real stick-up-your-butt about New Hampshire, look into the Free State Wyoming, or if you're in Europe, look into Free State Europe. Getting liberty-minded people together in the same place is, I believe, what's going to solve this government problem that we have. At the very least, it'll allow you to be around some really great people. So, but we're seeing progress. We're seeing some amazing growth. Amazing networking is going on here in New Hampshire. The activists continue to come in, new people moving in every single week. And how many people can claim that they have new liberty-minded reinforcements entering their area on a weekly basis? How many people around the country can make that claim?
Not
too many.
Zippo.
Unless you're here in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231. Since we're talking kids, I want to get back to this new law that's coming out, or actually I guess it's in effect, it's new regulations because there's some difference. Regulations, I guess they don't actually have to write those. The legislature doesn't write those. They're just written by the bureaucrats that run the programs. I think that's how it works. Anyway, these new regulations are going to be mandating testing for all toys marketed to children under the age of 12. And we talked about this, I believe it was last week on the program, how absolutely outrageous this is and how these regulations are going to put small toy manufacturers out of business. That's the end of the story. If you are an occasional toy manufacturer, if it's your hobby to manufacture toys for kids, take them down to the consignment shop and sell them there. If what you like to do is whittle wood into different toys and then sell them on the marketplace at a flea market or a consignment shop, you're going out of business. Because now, with this new piece of regulation, or these new regulations that take effect February 10th, you will have to test every single model of toy that you create to the tune of thousands of dollars for lead testing and what they call thalmates.
What about splinters? They've been known to cause serious injuries. Wood toys.
Well, they're not outright banning wood toys.
If you're testing your wood toys for thalmates, you're wasting your money because it's for plastics.
And lead is only intended for painted toys. But again, all toys that are intended for children under the age of 13 or 12 or under will be forced to go through this testing process, which means that you're not going to be able to do your business anymore unless you all of a sudden change your toy block set to for children over the age of 13 or only for 13 and older.
You can't use lead paint or lead varnish on your wood toys if you manufacture those. But, you know, if I were a toy manufacturer, I would find an independent testing organization like Underwriters Laboratories to test all my toys before I put them on the market. And then they'd add a little stamp on there, and if there was a problem.
But that may not be good enough here, Wayne. I mean, I don't know what organizations are government approved to do these tests.
Oh, that's right. They have to be approved.
I'm not sure which ones are approved, but either way, if you're just an occasional toy manufacturer or a small mom and pop, You're just making fun toys for kids. You've never had to get a stamp of approval or some third-party certification. Who ever thought to go get certified to sell a block set to some kids?
There's going
to
be a lot of former members of the Bush administration looking for jobs.
I'm glad you're taking this lightly, Wayne, because this is pretty serious, especially for the toy manufacturers who are going to be put out of business here. But this actually is, this story, this update, is not about toy manufacturers. This law, oh boy, does it affect a lot more than just toys. According to the LA Times, who's actually been pretty Johnny-on-the-spot reporting on this, barring a reprieve, regulations set to take effect next month could force thousands of clothing retailers and thrift stores to throw away trunk loads of children's clothing.
Oh, boy.
The law, aimed at keeping lead-filled merchandise away from children, mandates that all products sold for those age 12 or younger. So it's not just toys like we thought last week. We thought that was the case. It's not just toys. It's every single product.
New and used.
Sold for age 12 and younger, including clothing. Clothing be tested for lead and phthalates, which are chemicals used to make plastics more pliable. Those that haven't been tested will be considered hazardous, regardless of whether they actually contain lead. The executive director of the National Association of Resale and Thrift Shops says they'll all have to go to the landfill. The new regulations take effect February 10th under the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act, which was passed by Congress last year in response to widespread recalls of products that pose a threat to children, including toys made with lead or lead-based paint. Supporters say the measure is sorely needed. One health advocacy group says it found high levels of lead in dozens of products purchased around the country, including children's jewelry, backpacks, and ponchos. Lead can also be found in buttons or charms on clothing and on appliques that have been added to fabric, said Charles Margulis, communications director for the Environmental Health Center in Oakland. A child in Minnesota died a few years ago after swallowing a lead charm on his sneaker, he said. But others say the measure was written too broadly. Among the most vocal critics to emerge in recent weeks are U.S.-based makers of handcrafted toys and handmade clothes, as well as thrift and consignment shops that sell children's clothing. Goodwill is going to have to throw out all of their kids' clothes after
this
law goes into effect.
You're going to have people coming out from alleys wanting to sell you the toys.
Illegal.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The IonicZone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at ioniczone.com. That's ioniczone.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The AcolaBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call AcolaBlue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit AcolaBlue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at Free Talk.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So head on over, shop at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enjoy over 41 categories, free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items, and feel good because you're getting the brands you trust at great prices, and Free Talk Live is benefiting when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. So, continuing the story here from the Los Angeles Times about another aspect of the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act, which was passed last year by Congress. Regulations take effect February 10th. Actually, there are a few different points at which there are different portions of regulations that take place or that will take effect at different parts of the year, but many of them are starting on February 10th, where all products marketed for children under the age of 12 will now have to be tested for lead and phthalates. Doesn't matter if you're a little company that's just manufacturing toys in your off time. Doesn't matter if it's your hobby. It doesn't matter. If you're marketing products to children under the age of 12, you will have to have your product sent to some sort of testing center at a tremendous cost that is going to put businesses out of toy manufacturers will be put out of business. But now we're finding out that it's actually every product, not just toys, it's actually clothing and anything, jewelry, backpacks, ponchos, anything marketed to children is going to be mandated that this testing happens. And so what's going on here is that, well, naturally, the business owners who are going to be affected by this, including thrift stores, apparently they're going to go after secondhand product retailers now, which is really disturbing. And then, of course, it's probably going to end up meaning that they're going to do sting operations. They're going to go in and they're going to look at a thrift store and they're going to see, oh, this is a toy for a child. Let's see if it has nope, it was manufactured in 1985. I'm afraid you're not allowed to sell this. Wow. Are they going to ban old toys from being sold in thrift stores? I mean, if they're going to prevent clothing from being sold, what about toys?
Well, this means they're going to hire more bureaucrats to enforce this. You're going to have people on thrift store patrol.
Apparently they are, or that's certainly a real possibility here. Among the most vocal critics are the U.S.-based makers of handcrafted toys. Shauna Sloan, founder of Salt Lake City-based franchise Kid to Kid, which sells used children's clothing in 75 stores across the country, had planned to open a store in Santa Clara, California this year. She says, "We'll have to lock our doors and file for bankruptcy because they sell used clothing. That's
children.
Their business model. How can you sell used clothing if the regulations say that every piece of clothing has to be tested for lead?
Right. You can't sell any clothes for anybody under the age of 12.
Well, I suppose you can start to sell used clothing after the new tested clothes start to pass into the used clothes market.
Yeah, but when's that going to be?
And I guess every
it's going to be at least a year until you start getting some.
Right, and how will you identify it? I mean, how will you identify when the clothing was made? They're going to have to start tagging clothes with manufacturing dates and certification seals. What? This is just mind-boggling.
Well, these little kids have to be protected because they're going to pay the national debt for us.
Apparently they are. Of course, you know that the reality, Wayne, is that nobody's going to pay the national debt because it's just going to keep increasing. It's impossible to pay that off. But there is a possibility of a partial reprieve. The Consumer Product Safety Commission, which is responsible for enforcing the law, on Monday said it will consider exempting clothing and toys made of natural materials such as wool or wood.
Or hemp.
The commission does not have the authority to change the law, but they can decide on how to interpret it. So they'll allow certain clothing to be exempted, but not other clothing. So only natural clothing. So if it's some sort of new man-made fabric that's softer and smoother and more resistant to spills and things like that, I guess they'll have to get that tested, which means that if you're Salvation Army and you're taking clothing from people are coming in to donate clothing to you, you're the Salvation Army, you're going to have to go through all the tags on all the clothes to make sure that it's 100% cotton or 100% wool and doesn't have any of that man-made nylon stuff in it.
You're going to have a big dumpster out back.
So this is pretty crazy news here. According to the details here, the commission... exempting natural materials doesn't go far enough, says the president of the American Apparel and Footwear Association. Clothes made of cotton, but with dyes or non-cotton yarn, for example, might still have to be tested, as would clothes that are polyester cotton blends, he said. The law introduces an extraordinarily large number of testing requirements for products for which everyone knows there's no lead, he said. Clothing and thrift trade groups say the law is flawed because it went through Congress too quickly. Well, let me tell you, if it took us a long time, it's still
vast majority of new. Doesn't matter how quickly it goes.
By deeming that any product not tested for lead content by February 10th to be considered hazardous waste, they contend stores will have to tell customers that clothing they were allowed to sell on February 9th became banned overnight. These groups said the law should be changed so it applies to products made after February 10th, not sold after that date. So they're saying here is, please let us be grandfathered in. Only mandate that new products have this testing. And isn't this pathetic? This begging is never going to get anybody's liberty back. Just saying, oh, God, please don't regulate us too much. Okay, we'll take some regulations. You can regulate all the new products, but please just let us sell our old products here. Please just let us do our business. Isn't it sad? Isn't it sad listening to this stuff?
And the
it's
winner
so pathetic.
For best performance on the air.
Well, you know, whenever I think of taxes, I sort of think of the king's men coming to the village and, you know, holding the peasants at spear point, mm-hmm. You know, demanding a chicken or, you know, whatever it is that they have. And, you know, when the king's men are standing there with their spears pointed at you, they're going to run you through if you don't give them the chicken. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it is.
People
in
are
a
scared.
Theoretical sense for people. Now, granted, the king's men don't generally come and hold the spears on you. But in this case, you can believe if you're not in compliance with this, that within a year, the king's men will be there and they'll have
chance.
Their spears.
There's a good chance. You're absolutely right. But if the compliance is going to put you out of business, then there's no reason not to disobey. More detail here. So according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission's bureaucrats, they say, well, that would take action by Congress, changing it from a retroactive application to only from February 10th forward what products were created then.
The little bureaucrats there, the little bean counters, they don't really care if it puts
everybody. We're just doing our jobs.
They don't care if it puts everybody out of business. They're just doing their jobs.
That's right. The general counsel has already determined the law applies retroactively, said the commission spokesman Scott Wolfson. The regulations also apply to new clothing.
You don't want kids to have clothes with lead in them, do you?
Well, that won't be a problem for large manufacturers and retailers, say industry experts, but it'll be a headache for small operators like Molly Orr, the owner of Molly O Designs in Las Vegas. Orr has already produced her spring line of children's clothes. She says she can't afford the $50,000 it would cost to have a private lab testing her clothing line. So she's trying to sell her inventory at a steep discount before February 10th. This woman is having a fire sale on her inventory, and she's going to have to probably close her business down.
It sounds like she is closing her business.
That's what it says. After that, she's preparing to close her business.
I mean, what else is she going to do?
Here's what she has to say. We have a son with autism, so we're all about cleaning up the toxins that our children are exposed to, but I think the law needs to be looked at more closely to see how it's affecting the economy in general. Thrift store owners say the law stings because children's garments often come in new or nearly new, because children typically outgrow clothing quickly.
Absolutely true. We got so many baby clothes for Jack along the way that they're hand-me-downs. They never have a chance to go through these clothes. They grow so quickly.
She says, we really provide a service to the community to help people get clothes for their children they otherwise couldn't afford.
Absolutely true. Kids' clothes are expensive, and getting them used is a significantly cheaper operation.
She says families have been bringing more clothes to consignment stores where they get a chunk of the proceeds to earn a little cash this winter. She plans to contact her representatives and senators to ask them to amend the law, but says there's not enough awareness about the repercussions of the law to force anything to change. Many retailers and thrift stores appear to be unaware the law is changing. Imagine that. You mean the average business owner doesn't just sit around spending his time reading the Federal Register to see what new laws they've created? So these people are going to get a real unwelcome unexpected visit, and then they're all of a sudden going to discover the law exists when some government agent comes in and threatens them over it. That's how they're going to find out. Of half a dozen Southern California children's thrift stores contacted by the LA Times, only one of them had heard of the law. Organizations such as Goodwill say they're still investigating how the law will affect them because there's so much confusion about what will be banned. The woman who owns two consignment stores and a thrift shop in Virginia recently stopped accepting children's products for resale. This raised the ire of a man who was trying to sell his son's cast-offs there and hadn't heard of the new rules. She said, I think it's not understood by people how sweeping and far-reaching this is. The ripples that are going to go forth from this are just astonishing. And we're just barely scratching the surface here. We didn't know what it was last week. Now we know that there's more applied here. Every single product is going to have to be tested. This is insane. Sanity. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A few years ago,